the story. The POL story somewhere, or the Priya story. There they are, 1980, autumn. Or summer. Visiting a commune up north somewhere in Sweden. Maybe staying overnight, but no, just dropping in. Hare Krishna's passing by, talking a little, cooking something. Yes, you're welcome. And then there is this girl there. Looks shy. Little younger than Pio, monk. Later, when he's going upstairs to go to the bathroom, he steps out and sees her in her room, door half open. Her facing the window, taking off her t-shirt, and no bras in those days. And then, bam, that's one moment there when Pio stands there. And he has choice, and if this should be an interactive movie or book, that which I'm thinking, so I'm presenting it that way, then he would have different choices, and one of them could, of course, be as I say, more of an erotic kind of film. Well, one doesn't need to show it that explicitly, but of course that would probably be an option. And for instance, he could just look left, right. He can be away for 5 minutes, doesn't matter. No one thinks of him until in 15 minutes or something. He understands the hint, steps into her room, closes the door behind him, locks the lock, and there they go. And this is for our story. It's my crazy imagination. And that girl, then she's lonely, introvert, but she wants a child. But how is she going to get a child sitting here in this commune alone in a room? There are no guys here except for that couple and some other, some weird people. So she just was in the right time of the month, and she thought, she got inspired, and here she is with that monk going completely bonkers there, and she invites him to make her pregnant, saying that, you know, I take all the responsibility, trust me, I just want a child, and who would be better, a monk or a drug addict or drunkard? It can be funny. So in this way he makes a friend there that he visits on now and then through life, and then he has a child there who never knows that he's the father, or maybe so. And there you have a whole, again, completely fresh branch of that tree of this crazy story we're writing. And that's what when I say this now, I realize that this is very much what life and the world is, actually. This wild, sometimes very harmonious and extremely beautiful weave of destinies, could you say like that, interacting into these events and exchanges and rasas. And that's what I say, and those with me sometimes speak with Ajit about this. That rasa is probably the, I think it was Ajit, the dimensional level of understanding of existence, of everything, and everyone and all of us, the whole cosmos or being of every, I mean, what do you call it? Everything. First of all, at the center of everything are us, we who live and are conscious, right? So it's about that exchange there between us, relationships, and at the top of that, as the sun shining, is love. Love is all there is. So but then, of course, it means that at the other side over there, far away, and that there's a darkness, maybe not blackness, but a little shadier, where there is a slight possibility of no love, or the opposite. Otherwise, it would be no fun. It's nothing to compare to, so to speak. And then you have all these fantastic, wonderful, beautiful living beings who are each one a little ray from God, which is not like just being a ray from the sun. It's something quite extraordinary to be a ray of God, and that's what we are in each and every one of us. You can see, we can make an illustration like that, that you have brightness up there, like mirror going up, and then you have in perspective from below, and then you have all these beautiful living entities and as in different villages, and we can use that design maybe that they have of mirror on that courtyard in the Lama Temple of Beijing. Or Tibetan, what is it called? Anyway. Something like that. And then down there, it gets a little bit more animal-like, wild. And then back up again. So we show the whole samsara that way. So there's like a big samsara of us going down into this dreamy fantasy world game. World. Playing it out all the way down if you want. Try it all until all your desires are fulfilled. Because that's what it's all about, us fulfilling our desires. Yes, you can do anything you want, says Krishna. Oh, I'm going to do this and I'm going to be great. Sure, try it and see. But I don't think it's a good idea, says Krishna. They say, oh, I don't care what you think. So that's included in the rasa and the pastimes. And phew, it's a pretty deep and unfathomable sometimes ocean of teaching we find from these old cultures, like the Vaishnava culture.